Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
I'm Min Young.
And this week we are talking about our art gallery. So we have returning for 2 weeks in a row, we have Yolanda with us.
Yay. Hey there.
Okay.
So let's jump into it. So a lot of people don't realize that we do have an art gallery, so you can kind of give us a little
rundown
of the art gallery.
So the art gallery is probably the newest entrance to the building. It's part of the new addition. And as such, we are always seeking local artists first, Kentucky artists second, and hopefully one day our big dream will be to draw artists from around the United States or elsewhere.
Yeah, oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Can we get crossover?
Yeah. So I know a few months ago we had a collated show of, that was all local artists, correct, before the Holocaust exhibit was in there?
So who was in there?
The Storytellers show.
Oh, yes. So the Storytellers, that leads me to, we have two kinds of shows. We do ones of, just feature one artist, and that's if you have a body of work that's big enough and you've been in the field doing it professionally for a long time, or I hate to say professionally because it's like, I understand artists may not be making money at doing that, but they're also honing their craft and they've been doing it for years. So it just, it's more of a signal to how large a stash of art do you have and how long have you been doing it. And the other kind of show we have is a potpourri show. And that's when, you know, I just try to pull together artists that I think their works will go well together, or for whatever reason, you know, I come up with the themes, but I'm open to list, you know, for artists to suggest things as well. So the potpourri show is just a way for artists in a group to show.
Cool.
It's not just necessarily geared toward amateur artists, although I am looking out for those too, people who are new to art and who want to display their work to kind of get a feel for, you know, hey, do people want to see my stuff or not? So
I want to reel back a little bit because I want them to know a little bit about you.
Okay.
So let's discuss a little bit of your background and how you became the Scott County Public Library curator for our gallery. But you are an artist.
I am.
First.
I am.
And you have experience in doing that. So fill everyone in on that background.
Okay. So in Georgetown, some of you probably do know, Charles Gregory and I ran the Ice House Gallery. And I did the programming end of that and did art classes with kids and helped him put up the shows and do presentations. And we hosted live music and all of that with our live shows, come meet the artist. And that's how I came here. The director at the time had been down to the Ice House Gallery, which is now Local Feed. And she was like, well, I wonder if we could do that at the library. Would you guys like to do that? And we said, sure, we will come and bring samples of our work. So we did, and we were told that, you know, they had a great turnout. People were willing to return from Lexington to come see. And yeah, we're always happy if people come see our art. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
And so later the opportunity opened up for me to come here and to actually run the gallery with the, you know, provision that I be part-time in children's. Well, for me, that was a perfect job because my background is in working with children. I was a dean of students of a non-public school in California, and I worked with children who were wards of the court at a home. So I am used to working with children, all kinds of children from all different backgrounds. And so I was like, sure, I'll work part-time in children's. That's right at my, and I'm a library kid. You know, I spent my time in the library as a kid. That was one of the places that I was allowed to go by myself.
Yeah.
And I loved every minute of it. So marrying my love of books, with my love of children, with the thing that I love to do most, it seemed perfect to me.
Yeah.
So I hopped on the wagon and took that carrot. Said, yes, I would love to do it.
That's awesome. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's such a nice story. I love that.
So,
now let's dive in. My question is, what are some biggest challenges becoming an outdoor gallery, Boy Scout family? I mean, I'm sure trying to get artists to, you know, come to the Scout family.
Right.
And you know, and submit their work and all that. So what are some of the challenges?
So I think the biggest challenge is people don't realize we're here still. A lot more have, and, you know, COVID put kind of a damper on it because we were, you know, building steam, and then we had to be out for ever how long that was. Now it all runs together in my head. But, and I would tell people, you know, just come see me. So now we've tried to work it down to a process. If you call the library and ask for Yolanda, they will find me. And what I'd like to do is for us to set up a meeting of the artist. And I will tell you, it does take you having a store of art or being willing to create art to be shown here. But I, for the most part, I want to err on the side of educating our public, our artists, and myself about how to become more in tune with being an artist and what that means. So the best way I know to do that is to actually show people's art, because we have so many people in this town. This town is chock-a-block full of artists. And that, you know, it makes perfect sense to me. We are so centrally located.
Right.
So it's perfect for artists to come on over here and, you know, show your art. So I don't care, amateur to, you know, professional. I'm willing. Yeah, come on over. Let's make an appointment. Let's sit down and talk about it. The thing that I would suggest you not do is you heard my name, so you come to the children's desk and go, hey, can we talk about it? Well, we can, but that's probably not going to be the best way to do it, because if I'm on a desk, you know, obviously I'm having to deal with whatever's going on in children's. So that's not the best way to do it. The best you're going to get out of me then is just, can you please call me back and we can set up a time.
Yeah.
So, but the answer is yes. And I will also say this. Sometimes artists have come to me and they want to do things, but they don't have enough art. And so I will tell them the answer is still yes, but you have homework. You know,
right.
You need to go back and work on getting some more art together.
Sure.
So.
Well, speaking of that, so what would be minimum requirement? About how many pieces would you say?
Well, it depends on what show. If we're, well, obviously they'd be doing a potpourri show, but most people. So I always tell people I start with 5 to 7 pieces depending on the show. Because about 5 artists, if they have that many, we can put up about 40 pieces of art depending on the size. And I like either. I like big, I like small, I like in between. I want a varied show, because the whole point of an art show is to catch people's interest. If you're just showing them the same thing over and over again, they, you know, it kind of gets boring. So, and I'm willing to try things. We have had quilt shows. Those are all art and artisans, I should say. People who do fabric art, we are into it. We are there for you. So come on over, you know, just, I don't know, I've been shown things I've never seen before. Just come on over,
yeah.
let's talk about it.
So what would be, like, the actual, like, proper process for, like, someone to get involved? Either, like, do you all do, like, calls for admissions? Like, if you're curating something, do you do an open call? Or is it really just kind of, like,
I have not done a call for artists yet. Because right now, I am interested in gathering up a store of artists so I can get information. And because we're in a town, I want to embrace our town's local artists. So I'd rather interface with you.
Sure.
And so another thing coming up, and you just made me think of that, I would like to host a tour of artists in the library. I figured the best way for people to know that library or that artists are here is just be here.
Right.
And so I would like to give a tour to artists. And if you would like to be on that list of tours, please call the library and let me know. I don't have a date. We have currently still the Holocaust exhibit up. Mm-hmm. But I know I have talked to some of you in the community about doing this. And I seem to be getting good feedback.
Yeah.
So I would appreciate more of you coming to the forefront to say, yeah, I'd be interested in taking that tour. Just to show
awesome.
You spaces that you guys can enjoy together. I don't know. Artists are kind of hard to wrangle, you know. And, you know, being an artist, I get that. I don't want someone telling me what to do. But it is nice to bounce ideas off of one another. And so I would like for people to understand that we can come together as artists and use the library spaces that are available to do art, to prep art, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, on a yearly basis.
Okay.
What would you say about how many exhibitions do we have?
Right now, we are running close to like about 5. My goal is to work up to 6, but I've been given the feedback that sometimes people can't get here as quickly as I've been putting them up and taking them down. And I will say one of the reasons for that, I do have people who help me. Kelly Breswick and Peyton Adamson, they've been very good at helping me get things put up, because that's one of the ways in which we gift the artist.
Mm-hmm.
The artist drops off the work and we do the arranging and setting up, and we host a live show for you with live music and light refreshment, so you are free to talk to the people who come to see your work. Because we'll get this question, can you sell art? Yes, you can. I cannot put prices on them, but what I can do is allow you to put a price list out the night of the show, and no sales can happen on the artist's property. You, as the artist, will have to schedule with the person who would like to purchase from you off-site when they can pick it up. And none of the pieces in the show can leave the show. That would be horrible. It has to stay up until the duration of the show is ending. So that gives you plenty of time to set up a meeting point and how you want to do your money.
Yeah.
But the plus side of all of that is all of the money goes to the artist. You know, so
that's
it's
awesome.
A place where you can show your art, and yes, you can get it sold, just not on the property. Now, the one thing I can also do for you is put a red dot on the works that are sold. If there are people who know that they know they want that art, we will put a red dot on it so that people are warned this one's already taken. So, which kind of is good for us too as a gallery. It creates buzz,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
You know, we're always looking for that. So,
absolutely.
All but 2 shows now have sold art. So it does work. It has worked in the favor of the artist.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, for us to have this space,
mm-hmm.
for artists, like you say, to be able to not only showcase, but also to sell, for a town of our size,
mm-hmm.
how many art galleries are actually in
Georgetown?
In Georgetown,
currently that I know of, about 3, and I can't, and there's probably a couple more that I just don't know of because new things have turned over.
But you know, the thing is, I mean, it's hard to get your show.
It is
in mm-hmm. exhibition in a gallery.
It is,
and we are providing this for free.
Yes,
I mean that again. There's that word,
mm-hmm.
free.
Yes.
And you do all the work, basically.
It is work that I love.
Work.
Yeah, it right. is work that I love, and I love working with the people here. I love providing a space for artists. It is one of my passions. I love advocating for artists because I know, I'm not guessing about how hard it is to do this. I know how hard it is to get your artwork in anywhere.
Right.
I mean, and so, yes, it is my delight that we can do this, and I can be a part of the library and do this. So, yes.
Ecstatic.
Yes.
That we have this space.
I am.
I know when I first came here and heard that a small library like this packed with galleries.
Yes.
It's just unheard of.
Yes.
You know, we're not a major city. But,
right.
It's one thing if you're, you know, relaxing from a Louisville, but.
Well, let me tell you, people come through every week. We have gotten comments from people who live in Southern California, people who live in Chicago, people who live in Michigan, people who from Louisiana. They have all commented on how much they love that we have local art in our library and that our library supports it.
Yeah.
They cannot believe it. The one lady said she had been to Chicago Institute of Art. And she was like, man, she said, you know, our libraries are good. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
She's like, but the fact that you guys support mm-hmm. the arts the way you do, it is amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing. I just think, yeah, come on, take advantage.
I don't know if this is a possibility for us. I worked in another art gallery previously. Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, you know, possible future plans for us to, like, curate our own collection, like a permanent collection?
Well, of course, that's always in the back of my head,
right,
but
right.
we have to work out some storage issues. How would
okay.
we do that? Probably not anytime soon, but you know, growing is always
right.
a good thing.
Right.
So
I'm just thinking, because I know whenever I'm down in that area and people come through, I mean, more often than not, if there's something in there, they take the time to stop.
Oh, yes,
it gets,
they do.
It gets plenty of attention.
They do.
So.
What I was going to say is, for those people that don't know, we do have art hanging currently.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And throughout the library.
Throughout the library.
Yes.
With artists, and you, including Yolanda, you have
yes.
the big one next to the fireplace. I'm not sure the name of it, but.
It is Lunching of the Boating Party after Renoir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you did that. That was really incredible.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Charles Gregory and I both did it. It was a collaboration,
That's
which was. Yeah.
You all really need to come see it because it is insane. Okay, because I'm thinking about it now and I'm like, wow, that's like a heck of a piece up there. So,
yes.
Dang.
Yes, first yeah. time I was on a scaffold in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout from children's department all the way up into the main gallery. They are a piece, especially.
In adults
and,
also, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the community room.
Yes.
All those paintings and artwork.
Our
originals.
Yeah, local artists.
Local artists.
Yes.
Yeah. So in some ways it is
yeah.
curated, you're
yeah.
just saying it.
Right,
right. Which I think it works. Like
it, yeah.
it doesn't have to be confined to a certain space.
No. Someone had launched this idea in my head, probably Charles. But there are libraries that actually have like prints of artwork that they loan out. So people who have parties or have
oh.
kinds of things, you can check it out and you can check it back in. So
that's cool.
also in the back of my head. It's like, I don't know how we would do that, but man, would that not be awesome?
That would be awesome.
So
yeah.
my brain is open to all kinds of ideas. Now, obviously we can't get everything done today or
right,
tomorrow, but
right.
there's lots of things
yeah.
just stirring in my brain about how we can keep advocating for artists and keep embracing the arts in a public way.
Absolutely.
So a few more questions I have.
Okay.
Being where we are,
mm-hmm.
How can we get like our schools involved?
Oh, I'm glad you asked
know,
that.
So like being a public library,
mm-hmm.
obviously we have a lot of local ties.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some things that you're thinking about when it comes to our educational system and how we can
well,
partner with that?
So here's the thing. I've been doing this since helping to run the Ice House Gallery. We are looking for all kinds of visual artists. I don't care if your artwork is a five-year-old. I would love to have like a preschool art show. I think that would be amazing.
I think that would be really
so
really
yeah and so middle schoolers, high schoolers, I'm game. It's not just for adults. The other thing I'm also looking for, which kind of gets, you know, knocked to the background, is I'm looking for musical artists. Mm-hmm. We can set up impromptu auditions. And here's the thing. If you are in a garage band, and you're a band kid or a singing kid, a choir kid, and you guys want to croon for us, we're there for it. What I will say to you, we do have gigs, and so far it's usually been adults. But the gig is this. It's an hour and a half to 2 hours of singing or playing music. And again, there is pay involved. And it's just an opportunity to play in front of people. And the only reason why I do like auditions is because I don't want, you know, people who are, you know, they might be able to sing, but they croak in front of people. I need to know that before,
right,
you
right.
know, we have the art mm-hmm. show. And you need to know that, too. Yeah. So I would not discourage anyone from coming out. But if we kind of find out that maybe you're not seasoned enough, I just tell you to come back when you feel better after you
right.
get in front of people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, when we were at the Ice House, we had a lot of kids from Scott County High School, and I know that music as well as visual arts is a big thing in Scott County.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of lovely voices. We have a lot of impromptu bands or people who like to sing together.
Yeah.
Just come see me. That is a thing. I'm always looking for that. And, you know, I've had to go to Lexington to get some acts, which I don't mind. That's fine. But I also know that Scott County, y'all have got some voices out there.
Right, right.
So come on over here.
Yeah. I think that's awesome, especially, you know, having access to, you know, just getting that exposure.
Absolutely.
I know so many people, so many of my friends are artists, and a lot of them didn't get their first exhibition until college, and oftentimes the end of college.
Right.
So I think if you can kind of familiarize yourself with that environment, that would be, I mean, I feel like it would be very helpful for your confidence as an artist and kind of learning the process of, you know, carrying that to the fruitful passion. So
that's another thing I'll say. You just made me think. So I will tell artists, visual artists, when you come, one of the things that you will need to have with you or be expecting is that I do expect for it to be finished. It needs to be ready to hang.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why I might tell you you're not ready yet.
Right.
If your things are not matted and framed and ready to hang, then, you know, we have a hanging system, so we're not just taping things on the wall. That's not how this is going.
Right.
We are a gallery, and we want to put your artwork in the best light. So that is one of the things. So if you have to wait so that you can get your pieces ready to hang, that's fine. The answer's still yes, but it may be a little later.
Yeah.
I know this is kind of going on, but mm-hmm. I just like to say about this.
Yes.
So moving forward,
mm-hmm.
what would you like to see? What would you like to see art gallery? How would it continue to grow? And how can community continue to support it? And how can you, how can the library itself help to grow this area of our library?
So what I would say for the community piece is this. If you're an artist and you see that maybe it's somebody you don't know, but you're an artist and they're an artist, come out for their show. I mean, I think the buddy system is great. Maybe you don't know them, but maybe by the end of the night you will.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you guys can. It's a great networking tool. And I really, really, really want us to have an artist presence, informally or formally. If people want to start groups, great. That's great. I won't be doing that. But I do want to facilitate artist networking. So again, if you see somebody on the roster that you know or even that you don't know, just come out on those nights and support the local artist that way, if that's what you can do. The other thing is buy local art, you know, as gifts, as whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more just supporting artists literally with your presence.
Right.
Yeah. And for us, you know, that tour I was talking to you about, I think that's how we can support artists in the community. That's what I would like to see more of that. You know, there are probably people in this town who don't even know how many artists we have, but they, I bet you they know someone who is an artist.
Oh, sure.
They just didn't know they were. So, yeah, I think it'll be, let's just support each other with our presence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have such a great space to do it.
We
do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, that's all I've got.
That's all I've got. Okay. I wait to hear from the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on over.
Well, thank you so much for coming back and joining us two weeks in a row.
Thank
we really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to all of the amazing things that this art gallery is going to continue to bring.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll catch you guys next time.
See you.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.